Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Arachin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Yerziv Gagon B'Karuv Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Ein Barachin Pachas Misela V'Loi Yasra Chamishim Sela. An Erech is not going to be less than a Sela, and it can't be more than 50 Sela. As we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, an Erech has a set value in the Torah. Depends if you're male or female. Depends how old you are. And we had also said that a key thing about Arachin is that if a person is not able to afford it, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Ein Loi Hesig Yad. He doesn't have enough money, so he has to pay a minimal amount of money. That's what Mishnah just told us, that the minimal amount he has to pay is a sela, and the maximum he could pay is 50 sela. That's for a male who's between 20 and 60. So now the Mishnah tells us about a situation. Ketzad, what's an example of this? So let's say, nasan sela, a person paid one sela because he didn't have enough money. He pledged his own erech, let's say. He said, erech yolai, that's 50 sela, and he didn't have enough money. He was very poor, so he gave one sela, the heshir, and then he became wealthy. Any nice and klumi doesn't have to give anything because he already paid off his erech by giving that one sela. However, pachas misela, if he paid less than a sela because he didn't even have one sela to pay for his erech, the hashir, and then he became wealthy, nois chamishim sela, he has to give a full 50 sela because that half a sela that he gave is nothing, and so he still has the full 50 erech on his head. Now that he became wealthy, he has to give the 50. Now what about the following situation? Let's say he has only 5 slime that he could give. He made an erech of 50 and he only has 5. So Rameir says, ain't nois an ela echas, he only gives 1. Since he can't give the full 50, he just has to give 1. Whereas Chamim say, nois an is kulam, he has to give all of them, and that looks like the Chamim. And once again, the Mishnah tells us this din, ein barachin bachas misela, v'lo yasra chamishim sela, an erech can't be less than 1 sela or more than 50. Now, once we mention this concept of something having a minimum and maximum, we're going to continue with a number of other things like this in this Mishnah and the next two Mishnayas. So, Mishnah tells us, ein pesach bataya pachas misheva, v'lo yasra al sheva asar. Somebody who's pesach bataya, we'll explain this in a moment, can't be less than 7 days and not more than 17. Now, this requires quite an explanation, and we're going to try to keep it as simple as possible because it's pretty confusing. We know that nowadays, anytime a woman sees dam, she has blood come from her rechem, she's considered tamei, and then she has to wait for a number of days. She does something called hafsek tara, then she waits another 7 nikiyim, she counts 7 clean days, and only then she can go to the mikvah. However, this is really just a number of chumras piled on top of each other. Mida ayraisa, a woman's cycle goes like this. She has 70 yemei nida and 11 yemei ziva. In other words, at the beginning of her yemei nida, she sees dam, she has blood come from her, so she's tamei for the next 7 days. It could be that she has dam every single one of those days of the 7 days, it could be not, it doesn't really make a difference. Once she sees dam in her yemei nida, she's tamei until day 7, then she has to make sure that she's clean, then she goes to the mikvah, and she's perfectly fine, she's tar, she could be with her husband. The next 11 days, after the first 7 days of Yemei Nida, are called Yemei Ziva. So if she saw Dam 1 day, or 2 days, she's called Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom, she just has to make sure that she's clean for a day, and then she go to the mikvah, and she's tar, she's allowed to be with her husband. However, if she sees Dam 3 days in a row, that makes her a Zava Gedailah, and she has to count Shiva Nakiyim, she has to count 7 clean days, then she could go to the mikvah, and she would have to bring a karbon. Now, even though we just said that Yemei Ziva is 11 days, that's only if at the end of the 11 days she's not a Zava Gedayla. But if she continuously sees Dam, if she does so even for a month straight, she stays in the status of a Zava Gedayla until she's able to count Shiva Nakiyim 7 clean days, and only then, after that's over, she reverts back to Yemei Nida, and then we have this cycle once again of 7 and 11, 7 and 11. Now, the following is what the Mishnah is referring to. Let's say she doesn't know where she's holding. Is she in Yemei Nida or is she in Yemei Ziva? And obviously, an afkamina would be that if she sees Dam, she doesn't know what to do. If she sees Dam one day and she's in Yemei Ziva, then she just has to be Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom, and she would be Mutter the next day. However, if she's in Yemei Nida, she would have to wait 7 full days, and it would be the same thing. Let's say she sees 3 days in a row. If she's in Yemei Ziva, then she's a Zava Gedayla, and she would have to count Shiva Nakiyim. But if she's in Yemei Nida, then seeing 3 days in a row doesn't make a difference. She just waits till day 7, and then she'd go to the mikvah, and she's fine. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that when she's Besafik, she doesn't know. If she sees Dam one day, so then the minimum she's able to wait is 7, because maybe she's in Yemei Nida, so she'd have to wait till the end of 7 days. Then the maximum she would have to wait is 17 days, because if she doesn't see Dam for 17 days straight, then for sure, either which way, she's back at Yemei Nida, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah continues with a similar din. This has to do with tsaras. We know that tsaras is a skin issue that causes tumah, and the Torah teaches us that tsaras could be on a person, clothing, or a house, and the basic din with all these is as follows. When a person sees a negat tsaras, the kohen comes and determines if it's tumah or tahar. Now, if it's a safek, then the kohen declares hezger, quarantine, on the person, clothing, or house, and after that, he comes back to see if there's a change. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ein b'negayim pachas mishavua echad. With negayim, there can't be hezger of less than 1 week, v'lo yoyser al shlesh shavuos, and not more than 3 weeks. And that's because, as we just said, with everything, the minimum hezger is 1 week. Now, with people in clothing, the maximum is 2 weeks, and with a house, the maximum is 3. That's if after 2 weeks of hezger, the kohen comes back and sees that there's no change on the nega that's on the wall of the house, so all the stones that have nega on them are removed, they're replaced, re-cemented, and then they're quarantined for another week to see if something something happened to see if the tsaras comes back or if not. But bottom line is, the maximum is 3 weeks when we're talking about tsaras. On to Mishnah Beis with similar dinim of a minimum and a maximum. Nothing has to do with a Jewish month. We know that a Jewish month has either 29 or 30 days. That's called chaser or malay. And how does this work? So really, the cycle of the moon is approximately 29 and a half days. If you're curious, the exact number is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. Bottom line is, every single month needs to be either a little less, that's 29, that's chaser, or a little more, that's 30, that's malay. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein pachsin me'arba chadasha mubar bashana. We don't have less than four extended months, meaning four full months of 30 days throughout the year. And v'loy ner yosal shmaina, the chachamim didn't see a fit to make more than eight. And so that means that there's going to be a minimum of four and a maximum of 8 months that are 30 days. On to the next din, shteh halechem nechalas ein pachas mishnayim, v'loy yosar al shloisha, the shteh halechem, which are the two breads that are baked for shvuas and they're eaten on shvuas, they're not eaten anything less than 2 days and anything more than 3 days. That's because baking the bread itself is not doicha yomtiv, so they can't be baked on shvuas, they have to be baked beforehand. So shvuas is in the middle of the week, shvuas is, let's say, on a Tuesday, they're going to be baked on Monday, that means they're going to be eaten on Tuesday, which is shnayim, that's the second day since they're baking. However, if shvuas is on a Sunday, that means that they're going to be baked on Friday, so they're going to end up being eaten on the third day after being baked, and so it's not less than two and not more than three. The Mishnah continues, lechem apanim, nechal ein pachas mitesha v'lo yosar al achadasar, lechem apanim, the showbreads, these are the 12 breads that are put on the shulchan every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not eating anything less than 9 days since they're baking, and not more than 11. How is that? That's because we know they're placed on the shulchan on Shabbos, and they're not eaten until the next Shabbos, and since they're not baked on Shabbos, they're baked on Friday, Friday is day one, then you count from that Shabbos till the next Shabbos, so it turns out that there's 9 days from when they're baked until they're eaten. And when we say that not more than 11, that's referring to when Rosh Hashanah is 2 days before Shabbos, it's Thursday, Friday, so that means the lechem apanim is going to be baked on Wednesday, so it turns out that these lechem apanims are going to end up being eaten 11 days after they were baked. Lastly, the Mishnah says, katan nimal, ein pachas mishmaina v'lo yosal shnei masar, a child, a baby boy, doesn't get his bris milah less than 8 days and not more than 12 days. 8 days, we know, is because the Torah says on the 8th day he gets his bris, and when we say not more than 12 days, that's in a situation where the baby was born Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, and Bein HaShemashos is a suffix, is a day or night, so we don't know if the baby's born on Friday or Shabbos. We can't give the baby bris on Friday because the baby's born on Shabbos. We can't give him on Shabbos because a bris shaloi bizmanoi is not doicha Shabbos, and maybe the baby was really born on Friday. Therefore, in this situation, we would have to give the baby a bris on Sunday. And 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are after Shabbos, so we can't give the baby a bris until Wednesday, and that would end up being 12 days from when the baby's born. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalet with more of these concepts, not less than this and not more than that. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.